The Rainbow Promise. Outside the boat, there was water everywhere. Inside the boat, the family waited and waited. One day, Noah opened the window of the ark and sent out a big black bird called a raven. The raven did not come back. But a raven can fly a long time without resting. So Noah still did not know how much the water had gone down. Later, Noah sent out a dove, but she found no place to rest, so she flew back to the ark. Noah reached out his hand and put her back inside. A week later, Noah let the dove fly out again. This time she returned with a tree leaf in her beak. Noah knew the waters had gone down enough for the trees to be showing. After another week, Noah sent out the dove again, and she did not come back. She found a resting place and perhaps built a nest. Noah knew the time of the flood had passed. He opened the door and saw the earth. It was so good to see the ground again. It was very muddy, so they stayed in the ark until the earth was dried. Then God commanded them to come out and to let the animals out. So family and animals had lived in the ark about a year. How happy the animals were to get outside. Now they could run and play. Once again they could eat fresh green grass and plants. How thankful Noah and his family felt because God had kept them safe. The first thing they wanted to do was to thank God. Noah built an altar so they could sacrifice and worship. God was pleased with Noah's offering, and the Lord God made a promise. He said he would never destroy the earth again with flood. Until the end of the world, he promised to keep on sending days and nights, and springtime, summer, fall, and winter. As a sign of this promise, God put the rainbow in the cloud. Looking up, Noah saw something he had never seen before. Beautiful colors like ribbons were arched in the sky. God drew near and promised to look at the rainbow and remember his promise. He promised that he will not destroy the earth again with a flood. God always keeps his promises. Whenever you see a rainbow, remember to think of God.